Yosim Mishtar always comes Tehran. So Maish Nohoch Odechsiv Zakim, it says the word Do. Or Maish Nohoch Odechsiv Ro, how could that be? For like Siv Do, in Mishnah Torah and the Vormus, everything on more, should have said both at least. How come it only says Ro, not Do? Elishramin, there's the proof to say that Min Ro, Vido Achasi, it's the same type of a thing, Ro and Do, the same type of a bird. So Maria still has the question. The Akati Chafei Heaven, there are 25 then. Just like those are one, Kach Ayo V'day is also Achasi. That's say of 24. Because again, these Sagadaitich, Tadim, the two of them, Michtel, let's see. Mishneh Torah Le'asuf, Yudhi Yosef, it says in the Vormus commentary on. So, Maishno Ochad is still Lemino Ayo, or Maishno Ochad is still Lemino Adayo. How come? It's also proof to see to say it's the same type of a bird. So again, the question is, if it's like a true, they're both the same type of a bird. So why does it say attack a both? Let it just say one word. Let's call both places the same bird. The time learn like this, Rebbe Yoima, Ekrani Ayo Dayo, I'll call Ayo Dayo. And so Lomu Nemru, what does it say it for? Kadesh Tatit and Pischem Pel about the Machalik, that nobody's come and argue. You call it Aya, your friend will call it Daya, and you'll think there's two different types of birds. Ata Kuradaya, you call it Daya, who Kur Aya, he'll call it Aya. So you make mistakes in the type of birds. Therefore, Kosa Mishnah Torah, it says in the Mishnah Torah, the Hero, the Yes Aya, the Yadaya, Lamino. So if Kamatitsa, the claw, it's one type of a bird, so you won't make any mistakes, they're both the Simeon and Tameya. Talmud says, Meisvei, have a question. Meisvei, lo mo nishnu b'behema b'vnei ha-shesua. Why does it say by behema? Because of the shesua. So Rashi says, the question is, Meisvei l'rav, the Yom, he says before, chov dal roifes t'meim heim, lo kechoshev doye v'ro b'chad, v'yaye v'daye b'chad. So what's the question at this? Meisvei says, lo mo nishnu b'behema b'vnei ha-shesua. The Kakram has to say all of them, by Behemoth teaches the Chiddush of the Shesua, and by Oifos has to teach us the Chiddush of the Ro. So my law doesn't mean it's like this. Me the Behemoth the Hosom. Li Yasufa, just like the word Behemoth over there, is coming to Iran. If so, Oifos Nam Li Yasufa, that Oifos also comes to Iran an extra bird. So therefore, Shramina should be a proof that the Do of a Ro, Treninu, there are two types, it's not the same type of a bird, and so it should be more than 24 different birds that are Temeya. Versus Loi, Halsam Yasufa, by Behema, the attack is coming to include more. Right, that's the more Bechor is exactly what we're coming to include by Behema, it's not going to go into it right now. But Halk over here, by Oifois, Lefrusha, it's only coming to explain, Rashi, Kol Shemoseho, Vu Adin, Devi Boy, Lemisne, Mifnesha, Aya v'daya elochodim ne'onoket. But I call upon him here, you don't have to say it's two, it's like it's only one bird, the Fushay. Must have the plea give you a bavua, he argues on a bavua. The Yomar bavua sounds like this. Ro zu aya, the bird ro, that's the same thing as aya. Voloma nikra shmoi ro, why is it called ro? Sharoya b'yaser, it sees very well, that's why Torah calls it also ro. Real, it's the same bird though. Remember, the process is also Nosiv lo yodu ayit v'loy shezofsoy ayin. And we learn like this, Tony, we learned it means that I met this above this bird to stand in Bovil for Roya Nevela, but Eretz Yisrael can see a Nevela in Eretz Yisrael. That's how far it could see. So Kitsa could see very far. That's why it's called Ro. Now, Midu Ro, Hainu Ayo, since the bird Ro, we say now, is really Ayoi, Mechal to prove to say the door lav hainu ro. So you're telling me ayin is do the door. So that should be proved that it's not ro, it's not the bird ro. So say now the bird ro is the same bird as ayin, not at the door. So where it says lav hainu ro, so let's see. Mishneh Torah says in Devarim liyasufu diyos is coming to include more. So mishneh hocho dechiv do. How come one place it says Don, here it doesn't say Do, the proof is two different birds, and Mr. Torah is coming La Sufa, Tehran, it should have said it there in the Mishnah Din Dvarim also. Elashramina, shouldn't this be a proof? Elashramina, that to overrule Vayachasi and Echnami, all three are the same, all three are the same bird. Without the same name, it's all three the same bird. Now, midu ro hainu ayo, since ro is ayo, mechlad the dayiv, so lav hainu ayo, and the bird dai should not be ayo. Maishin osam dechtib lemineyu, a ayo, it says the word lemineyu by the bird of ayo. Or maishin ochad lechtib lemineyu ayo, it doesn't say the word lemineyu on the word ayo, on the bird ayo. Ela ad ayo, on the bird of dayo. So again, maish nosum dechsib lemineyu ayo, or maish nochad lechtib lemineyu ayo. Ela rather, it says adayo. On the bird dayo, it says the word lemineyu of its kind. Ela shmamino do'o v'ro dayo v'yayo el shmamino. That the do, v'ro, dayo v'yayo achasi. All four are the same really bird. Senechmami, they're not different birds, they're all the same bird. The third just says it over, but it's really the same bird. Now, Tanya learned like this. Tanya, ben you do aimer. Meya oifois to meyim yesh b'mizrach. There are 100 birds that are tomei in the east side. For chulim min ayahein, they're all the min of ayah. As even the Torah only says 24, we have to know, like this, each one could have plenty of different type of minim to it. Plenty of different assortments to it. They're all the min of ayah. Toni avimi breder mavua. Zayin meyois mina dogimheim. There are 700 different type of fish. The ches meyois minichagovim, and there are 800 different type of grasshoppers. Uli oifois ein nispor, and to the birds there's no account of how many birds there are. The question is oifois chav dalad heve. What do you mean? There are 24 birds that are tomei. The Torah says this. El rather the Mitzvah says like this. El uli oifois tor remain nispor. There's no count for oif tor. That's the Mitzvah said. There are so many oif torus. And Echnami, the Torah only says the shorter amount of the Tmeindika one, the 24 Tmeindika ones. But you should know there are 100, there are more than you can count of Oifois Tyrus. Tani went like this. Rabbi says, Gol of Yidulafnei Mishama Vayolam, it was uncovered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She behemoth Tmeyim Ruba Minat Tyrus, there are more behemoth Tmeyus than there are behemoth Tyrus. The figure therefore in the Torah, Mona Kosta B'Torah, Torah speaks out all the behemoth terrorists to make the shorter list. And Gol of Yidu, it's unclear, it's clear to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lefnei mi sh'omar v'oyim, to the one that said that it should be the world. Sh'oifos terrorists move ala t'meyim. There are more oifos terrorists than there are oifos t'meyim. The thinker, therefore, Mona Kosta B'Torah, therefore a terrorist says the cheshbin of the 24 oifos that are t'meyim. My kamash, what's the chiddush over here? My kamash malon. Could the Rav Huna Amarav, like Huna Amarav says. For Yamalon, some say, Amar Rav Huna Amarav, Mishum Rav Meir, the name of Rav Meir. They say like this, that lo'olam yishana odom le'talmidoi derech tzara. A person should always teach his talmidim in a short language. The shorter the better. If we remember it that way, it's easy to learn that way. Therefore, the author, the Torah says the shorter one and not the longer one. Now, Omer of Yitzchak, Oif Tor Necha B'Mesiris. Then Oif Tor, you eat with a Mesiris, means to say you have to know exactly which one are Oif Torahs, even though we had before, if it has to mon him tire, it's okay, but still you have to have a Kabbalah, you have to have a Mesiris. Rashi says, Im Zocharu B'Yodim Kosha Shochlo, Oish Shemosa Le'Rabboi, Oitzayit Kochem Shutorum. If you have it from a Talmud Chacham, from a good hunter, Talmud Chacham, that tells you he remembers from before that his father gave him teeth, he knew it was kosher, that's called the Maseret, is given over. Now, Neman had Sayyid Leimer, the hunter of Neman believed to say, Oiv Zeh Tor, Mosali Rebbe, that this bird my Rebbe told me is Tor. He's allowed to tell us that he remembers this is the same type of a bird, and that's also called the Maseret. It's only if now this Talmud right now is a book in the names, like you shouldn't be mistaken to think his Rebbe told him one and he thinks this one looks like that one and therefore he's saying it's Torah now. So it has to be that he's also a book in the Shemus and therefore he knows for sure that this is the same one that his Rebbe told him and therefore we'll believe him. Boyer observes, Zeri has to shout like this, Boyer observes, Rabbi Chochem or Rabbi Tzai? Does it mean to say his Rebbe was a Talmud Chochem? Or does it have to be that his Rebbe was a hunter? And he'll know better, he'll know, then he knows for sure the birds. So our Shema, come in here. The Yomer Reb Yechanan, Vusha Boki Bem Vushma Seim, has to be his Boki in its names in the birds. See Yomer Bishleim, a Rabbi Tzai, that his Rebbe was a hunter. So Shapra is good that he knows all the names of the birds. Eli Yomer, if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Chochem, that his Rebbe was Tamatam Chochem, so Bishleim Mishma Yogmirlo. It's good that the names of the birds he learned the Chumash, he learned by his Rebbe, maybe the names of the birds. El Inu Miyodalu. But does he know each bird by itself? Or did he go out and hunt them to see each bird by itself? That no. And a lot isn't the Shramina proof that Rabbi Tzai Shramina. We're talking about now the Rabbi, the Master, his Rebbe has to also be a Tzayid. His Rebbe has to be a Talmud Chochem. He knows the Halachas, he knows the Shemus. And also he knows the birds itself. He's a Tzayid, he was a hunter. Tana Rabbonim, look at this in the Braisa. Loikhim Beit Simnodi Chochem. A Jew was allowed to buy an egg off a guy. The whole market, many places he is, and the young Christian were not afraid, loimishum the velois, that maybe this egg came out of a dead oif that was in the vela. So once the animal, the oif died without a shchita, it's hard to eat anything inside it. So it should be yosset eat this egg then. The loimishum treif was not afraid, maybe the egg was hatched, came out, but the mother was already a treifa, and therefore we have before the egg would also be treifa, not afraid. Therefore, if you let eat eggs, you let eat the eggs, you buy a goy any place. So I asked the question, why? Viduma the oif tamlin, why? Maybe this egg came from an oif that's tamay, so it should be us that eat the egg. Amar avud ishmuel, we're talking about a case also, the goy has to tell us, b'yoymer, shaloif pleni tor, the goy tells us, I'm telling you exactly, I know, this egg comes from a chicken. He has to tell us exactly from which bird it came from, and if we know that bird is Torah, then it's okay. So that's the question, why? For Lema, why isn't it enough for the guy just to tell us, Shalif Torah, let the guy just say, I know this egg came from a Torah bird. So that says, Yehoch, you so that would be enough, Isle Mishtemute, that the guy has a right like to trick us, to try and trick cheat us, to lie to us. He'll tell us it came, and later when we tell him, what did you tell to us for? We found out it came from that bird. He'll say, I thought that bird was Torah, I didn't know. So therefore, we have to hear exactly from the guy which bird it was. Rashi Isla Lishtimutei, for Noyim Mishaleth Acher Amati Loch, Shiyat Makiravu Torah. That if he doesn't tell us which bird, he'll always tell us, listen, I meant another bird, and that bird Taker is Torah. Therefore, he has to tell us clearly exactly which bird it really came from. If he tells us which bird it really came from, so that much we believe him on, and if we know that that oif is Tor and Echanami, then the Maisa, you can eat this oif. For the Gemara Kashina, what do you have to be Samech on the Goy for? For Livdik be Simonim, why don't we look at the egg and test out this Simonim, see how the egg looks? The Tanya, like we'll learn later, there are a lot of Simonim how to tell which egg is kosher and which egg comes from a treifa oif. The Tanya learned like this, ki simoni beitzim karach simoni dogim. The simonim we have by eggs is the same type of simonim we have by a fish to know if the fish is kosher or not. So the question, what's going on here? But the more simoni dogim flagabaitoch, simapi v'kashkeshes. What's going on? And we know the simonim of a fish, which fish is kosher? The one that has fins and scales? So what are you telling me now? The same simonim, the raw eggs, that's the same simon as the rabbi fish. So the kashra is not the kashra on Rahman. There is clearly what the simonim of fish are. El rather aimer, this would mean to say, a lane like this. Kach simoni uvre dogim. That the same simonim we have about eggs to know which egg is kosher and it comes from a kashra oil.